WEF Adelaide and South Australia. These are today's headlines from The Advertiser. The Taliban overrun Afghan capital of Kabul, descending into chaos, has sparked a desperate plea from SA's Afghan community. Leaders met in Adelaide last night, calling on governments to urgently increase humanitarian visas. SA Afghan Association President Samanda Siddiqui says there's no other place in the world more in need of visas than Afghanistan. And just days ago, Adelaide Strikers champion Rashid Khan also appealed for international help on Twitter to stop the unfolding humanitarian crisis. And to read more of the story, you can with a subscription at advertiser.com.au or download the app at your app store. Record numbers of South Australians aged under 40 have flocked online to book a Pfizer COVID-19 vaccination. Confusion and delays initially reigned, with the federal booking website crashing amid unprecedented demand from a frenzy of eligible adults aged between 16 and 39. Meanwhile, the state's top doctor has declared our latest outbreak over. Chief Public Health Officer Professor Nicola Spurrier last night officially closed the Modbury cluster after more than 28 days of no local transmission. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
A man who lied to police after flying from Melbourne to Adelaide says he only breached COVID laws because he was busting for the loo. 49-year-old Bernard Arthur Shackloth cried in court yesterday as he was handed a suspended sentence for lying to authorities. The Adelaide Magistrates Court was told police were processing arrivals from a Melbourne flight at Adelaide Airport on August 13 when Shackloth claimed he'd arrived from Alice Springs so he could make a beeline for the toilet. Shackloth was sentenced to 13 days in jail, suspended on a 12-month, $500 good behaviour bond. And to the AFL, Carlton and Adelaide star goal kicker Eddie Betts has paid an emotional tribute to his biggest supporters ahead of his 350th and final game this weekend. Betts has become one of the most electric goal kickers in recent history, as well as a leader in the fight against racism. He confirmed on social media it was time to call an end to his career, and the small forward says it's brought him great joy entertaining fans with his football exploits. And that's your headlines. For breaking news and updates throughout the day, take out a subscription at advertiser.com.au and we'll have another update for you tomorrow.